I'm speaking to Jack Schenker, who is in Tahrir Square in Cairo. Jack, what's it like there this evening?
Well, it's really a nighttime place, and as always, the numbers swell once again tonight. It's once again a mixture of festive and fearful, really. Standing on the corner of the square by Mohammed Mahmoud Street, which is the main site of the fight, and it's where the crush of people are most intense. There's a huge line of civilians who are forming a human barrier to allow space for the ambulances to drive through and the motorbikes. You might hear some of them coming past you now, which are carrying injured people from the front line. It's just probably less than 100 metres east of here, down Mohammed Mahmoud Street, and carrying them in a big field hospitals in the square. But if I step back just into the square here and over these burning piles of rubbish that people have set up to try and combat the effects of the tear gas, there are people around me waving flags and small clusters, jumping up and down, chanting songs against the military council, and there are also enterprising vendors selling gas masks and eye goggles against the gas, as well as kind of people selling nuts and popcorn and all kinds of other stuff. So it's a very surreal mix. But overall, people are as determined as they've ever been. And Harvey's speech last night hasn't persuaded anybody to, or at least anybody here, to get moving yet. And there's even amid the violence, there's a lot of determination, and like, I think actually a lot of optimism that the political elite on the back foot, and it's that rear which is calling the shots.
And you mentioned there people setting up fires to try and prevent the effects of tear gas, and also vendors selling gas masks, etc. What is the situation with tear gas like there tonight? It's been very intense over the last few days.
Well, right at this exact moment, the tear gas is too strong in this corner of the square. I mean, if you come to this corner of the square, you can still definitely sense it in the air, and your eyes begin to water, and you begin to sneeze, and you can feel it on your skin. But that's nothing compared to what we've seen over the last few days, and indeed earlier today, when tear gas was dissolved almost into the square, and the smoke obviously billowed, you know, right into the thousands and thousands of people who are here. If I was to turn around the corner and, as I say, about 100 metres down, it would be far, far stronger, because on that street, tear gas is still being fired, shots are still running out. But as it's always been for the past 4 days, this kind of slightly surreal gap where, you know, down Mohammed Mahmoud, there's this incredibly intense guerrilla warfare going on, and just around the corner in Tahrir Square, there's this rather more carnivalesque atmosphere. Although I have to say, compared to January and February, where it was very carnivalesque, this is much more intense, and people are a lot more hyped up and gritty when it comes to how they're feeling and how they're seeing the future playing out.